It is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I don't know. I don't think you and I talked about this. Marvin Hagler passing away the other day.
No.
Simply one of the, pound for pound, one of the greatest fighters that that lived in the I'll say the golden age of boxing.
On my list of boxers that I've seen, he's the best.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I remember when he fought Tommy Hearns. I went to watch it in the Meadowlands.
Destroyed Hearns.
And Hearns, I think he headbutted him in the forehead, and he opened up a cut, and the referee told Hagler, if that starts bleeding, we have to stop it. And that was between the rounds. He came out like a man possessed and punished Tommy Hearns.
Yeah. He was something. He was something. Not only a great puncher, but a great defensive boxer as well.
Well, he was known for his punching.
Yeah, oh gosh.
He destroyed people.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. So at the age of 66, he was a joy to watch in the ring. And when I say that, boxing is different now. I mean, that was, you had a lot of good welterweights, middleweights.
If you watched boxing then, like you're saying, you can't watch it now.
No.
You can't watch it. It's a fake.
It's
boxing in name only.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Well, anyways, I wanted to give our respects to Marvin Hagler because he was just simply amazing to watch. That's all you can say.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yep.
He was a machine.
Yep. You know, I'm looking at I'm watching a lot of baseball now, and it doesn't. It's not just the Yankees. I put on the Major League Baseball Network, and I'm watching the different spring training games. And what I, after watching the games and seeing how many players, you know, go in and out, and also there's some seven-inning games, there's some ties and stuff like that. But I decided to do so. I went and I checked just to see, you know, not records. I mean, Miami, the Yankees, and Atlanta all have good records and stuff like that. But here's what tells you that don't pay attention to those records. If you look at the runs scored and the runs against, they're all very close simply because these teams are filtering players in and out, especially a lot of pitchers. So people that try to take what a regular season is going to be out of the record and the Grapefruit League are sorely mistaken. Sorely mistaken.
Well, people are more gullible nowadays than ever before, and they actually think spring training has any kind of meaning except for just getting out and playing. They're out of their minds.
Yeah.
It means nothing. Last time I looked, the Kansas City Royals were in first place in whatever the Grapefruit or the Cactus League, whatever they're in. If anybody wants to bet me any kind of money that the Kansas City Royals finish in first place, I'll take all bets.
Yeah, all they have to do is look, like I said, at the runs scored and run against, which really tells the quality of a team and how they stack up against everybody else. Everybody's just about the same. So anyways, but I just want
to... The only thing you have to look at spring training is there's one thing you look at. You look at individual performances.
Yeah.
That's what you got to look at. You got to look at if pitchers are getting outs and if hitters are getting hits. That's what you go by. You don't go by what teams are doing.
No, absolutely.
If pitchers are getting outs, they're okay. If they're not, there's trouble. If hitters are hitting, they're okay. If they're not, there's trouble.
Yeah. National Hockey League last night, the Rangers fell to the Flyers 5-4.
They lost that game, huh? They were winning 3-2 going into the third, then I fell asleep.
Well, they lost.
Rangers. They were home, too, I think.
I do believe you're right. I do believe you're right. Yeah, but they lost. Yeah, it's a typical Ranger game. For our Boston fans, the Bruins lost to the Penguins 4-1.
Penguins are playing erratic. They're winning. They're losing, but they're starting to win a little bit more than they're losing. They have a lot of talent on that team.
Good game tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be one of these last hurrahs for Crosby soon, believe it or not. Yeah. So they're running out of time, and they need to put it together.
Islanders take on the Capitals tonight at 7 o'clock.
They beat them up last time. Right. It should be a good game to watch.
All right. And the Devils take on the Sabres today at 7 o'clock as well.
Oof, don't bet against the Devils tonight. Buffalo's the only team in the league worse than the Devils, so anything could happen.
All right. The Nets, they keep winning. They beat it. Took them a while, but they beat the Knicks 117-112 in the NBA.
As meaningful as spring training.
That's exactly right. What else? I'm trying to, you know, it's nice to
the
see.
The biggest story of everything.
Go on.
You missed it.
What?
Gronk signed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up. He re-signed with a one-year deal. Shaq Barrett on the defense signed up to a four-year deal. So I think
how did they sign?
What do you mean?
What allowed them to sign?
I think it's Brady, right?
Brady signed a four-year team-friendly deal that freed up money to sign Gronk and the linebacker.
There you
imagine go. That. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine a player giving up money for the betterment of the team. Imagine that.
Hey, you know.
How about that, Dak or Zach or whatever your name is?
Yeah, and
how about that?
And the retirement of the New Orleans Saints quarterback after 20 years in the league.
Yeah, why are they making such a big deal out of that? They knew the day that he played his last game that was.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy don't stand around and look up around all over the Superdome if it wasn't his last game.
Yeah,
it was his last. You knew it back then. I mean, it was a formality yesterday, but there are people in the media acting like it was a surprise from left field.
No, and he even
what do these people do for a living?
He even talked about it during the season himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How do I get in the media and get paid for it? How do I do it? Because it seems like a pretty easy job.
Well, you could tell
fake stories and make things. sounds sensational that everybody, including the rabbit hiding in the hole, knew about.
It's interesting, but anyways, but Brady, you know Brady, and this is what makes Brady so special. He's still playing and he's still great.
He signed a 4-year deal. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to play 4 years.
Yeah, but doesn't matter.
He signed a 4-year deal.
The guy, that means if the guy keeps playing, he's going to be playing when he's 46.
Well, I think he'll play as long as Gronkowski's around.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people downplayed him last year, and they're the best tight end quarterback combination in the history of football, and the dynamic that Gronkowski brings to an offense is immeasurable anywhere else. Immeasurable, because if you have a great wide receiver like the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, and you put somebody like Deion Sanders on him, it's a tough matchup. Who's going to match up with Gronkowski? You can't put one of your best quarterbacks on him because they'll just throw short and he'll steamroll the guy. And you can't take another cornerback and put him on him because then your wide outs are wide open. A linebacker can't carry him because he's too fast. He brings a dynamic to the offense that even Gonzalez didn't bring to football.
That's absolutely, absolutely true.
And that's Brady's safety valve.
And the folks in Connecticut are happy, Mike. Not only are the UConn women back in the end, they're always in the number one seed, but after 4 years of total horrible basketball, UConn hired a new coach a year ago, and this year he's got them as the number 7 seed in the East, the UConn
men. Who
they
play?
I forget who they are. They're playing the number 4 seed.
Find out for me because I want to bet everything in my pocket on that team.
They're playing great for their coach. They're playing great for
UConn's
that coach.
Going down like the Hindenburg.
What?
UConn's going down like the Hindenburg.
In flames, huh?
I mean, if you look at the NCAA tournament and the team stunk and don't deserve it to be in it, Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky. But when you don't have Duke and Kentucky in the field for NCAA tournament, you know the tournament is jacked up. So there's going to be a lot of teams in there that still don't deserve to be in it. In my opinion, Connecticut's one of them.
Well, they got a great record, and they finished second in their conference.
You ever hear the term paper tiger?
Yeah.
UConn, paper tiger.
That's always been a problem with the NCAA, though.
Yeah, it has been. But this year's even more extreme because there's teams in there that don't belong in it. Gonzaga. When was the last time Gonzaga won a championship? They won one in like the last 40 years, right?
And they're number one ranked in the nation.
Yeah, bet against them too.
Okay. There you go. The gospel from the book of Mike. There you go. Bet against UConn men and Gonzaga.
Well, come back to me in 3 weeks and let me know if either one are standing.
Okay. All right. We'll check with you on Friday at the earliest.
We'll find out I'm right.
Okay.
You won't know by Friday because unless UConn plays Thursday. But watch. Neither team will be standing when wherever the championship is this year.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you on Friday.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.